following has been produced by PutThemInASong.com.
My name is Shane Yoder. I write songs for a living. And every day, I hear stories transform into songs. Now you can too. Welcome back to The Root Note, everyone. A song called Dealing With People. I wrote it in my secluded studio out here on my property. And if you saw my failed attempt at a Facebook Live video the other day on the Root Note page, you could see that it's surrounded by trees. And we moved out here away from people. You know, we have neighbors. They're super friendly, but everyone keeps to themselves. So I sat down to write a song. I didn't have this idea in mind until I came up with the line, "People need healing when dealing with people." That's a chorus to this song. If you're an introvert like me, there's a lot of stress in interacting with people when you're kind of thrown into that environment. There's so many different types of people, and they all go about doing things the way they would like to do things. And whether it's intentional or not, people piss people off, right? Some people, I think, are just clueless about common courtesy. Some people just don't care, right? That's the side of dealing with people that this song comes from. The other side of it is, you'll find out in this episode, that people surprise you sometimes, and they're really nice. I called AT&T for this episode because my past experiences with customer service has been terrible. You know, now that I'm thinking about it, I did call to set up internet service instead of calling to complain. I think there's two different types of people they hire for customer service. One that people call in to complain every day, all day. And then there's the people that I called that were super nice. The nicest guy I've ever talked to at customer service. So, all that to say, when I write songs, I think about what side should I speak from, you know, if I have this idea. If you want to get a cut, you know, this is probably not the song to do that. But the whole point of me writing an album is to write songs that I would like to hear. Because, like I mentioned, I'm an introvert, and dealing with people is stressful. But I don't think that's just for introverts. I think everyone at some point in the week, whether it be on social media or in public, that it's just like they're either laughing to themselves or throwing words around in their head and having fantasies about throwing somebody off a road in traffic, you know? I don't think it's just for introverts is what I'm saying. And I think this song can relate to a lot of people. But it, like I said, it's just one side. It's the bad side of people, right? Yeah, I wanted to hear a song about that. So I wrote it. This is Dealing With People. Well, Erica.
Shanaynay.
How did you come up with that?
Shanaynay?
Yeah, you've been calling me that for a long time.
I don't know. It's part of your name. Shanaynay.
Where'd that come from, though? Was that just off the top of your head? I've never heard that before. You're the only person that ever called me that.
I don't know. I just came up with it one day. Remember, we used to have all kinds of inside jokes. Remember our fight sequence?
I do remember that. Yeah.
I don't think we could do it again, though, because...
Well, for one, I don't remember it. But I do remember you would have to duck when I did a roundhouse kick. So...
Yeah.
I don't
know.
That's
the part I'm afraid of.
Yeah, that's the part where I'm not exactly sure where that would go. And
yeah.
I would be afraid I'd kick you in the neck.
Yep. That'd be a hospital bill.
Well, for you and me both. Because if I tried to do that now, I would definitely tear something.
You have to start. You're the one who said that you couldn't find any of your sweatshirts.
Oh, yeah. Summer commented on my post today.
Okay, so that was me and Chrissy recorded on the phone, but apparently it imported at a different Hertz quality than the rest of the project. So let me go fix that. But the clip is called Chrissy Stapled a Chair. So that's what she's doing in the background while we're having this conversation. All right, here you go.
Summer commented on my post today. She said, is that a Truth and Justice t-shirt? And I said, yeah, I had to retire my floral button-ups for a t-shirt and my wife's sweatshirt due to colder weather.
That's not my sweatshirt.
It is your sweatshirt.
No, it's not. That is a men's sweatshirt.
This is not a men's sweatshirt.
Yes, it is.
I know.
It's a men's sweatshirt.
I haven't even looked at the tag.
It says Forever 21 Men's in it.
Okay. But the zipper is on the left side. That is a woman's sweatshirt.
No, it's a men's sweatshirt.
Men's are on the right side.
Take off the shirt and look.
I'm taking the sweatshirt off now. Looking at the tag. Oh, from Forever 21. All right?
And it's men.
It says men. It does say men.
I know. I bought it.
Oh, good grief.
Not all men are made the same, baby.
Every male is right-handed.
You say stupid things.
It doesn't make sense. Everything I've ever had was right-handed.
Well?
Every woman's thing is left-handed, right?
I don't think so. I don't know. I've never paid attention. I just zip it however it needs to be zipped. I've never been like, oh, this must be a lady.
What?
Zipped on this side.
Well, that's what I was always aware of.
I bet you think that piercing your left ear is gay, too.
It used to be. No, the right one was. Wasn't it?
I don't know. Which one? Better pierce both to be safe. Wouldn't
want to... Wait. Was the right one gay or was the left one?
Baby, I think that that's just stupid that this is a conversation that anybody ever had.
Oh, look at you trying to be PC.
I'm not trying to be PC. I don't understand how what ear you pierce makes
not,
you gay
we're not
or straight.
On BBC, babe. That used to be a thing. Like, you pierce your right ear, you're gay if you pierce whatever
like a,
it was. I don't
something
know.
Something 90s kids just talked about.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a real thing.
That doesn't make it. That doesn't mean you can't talk about it.
I mean, I don't think it was a true fact, is what I'm saying. Your brother has both ears pierced, so what does that mean? He's confused?
No, the whole thing was if you got one ear pierced. Why people got one ear pierced back in the day, I don't know. But that was the whole thing. Right?
I don't know. I got both my ears pierced every time I got them pierced. Girls don't have these complicated topics.
Yeah, they didn't have to worry about that.
Oh my gosh. You didn't have to worry about it either. Stupid things.
Back in the day, you did. If you wanted to get one ear pierced, which one was it?
I don't know. It sounds like you would have been in trouble because you don't know which ear it is. I am with a staple gun. Covering the chair I refuse to let go of.
The most uncomfortable chair.
It is not the most uncomfortable chair. You are dramatic.
If you're 6'1", it does recline, but it has bamboo sides on it.
Rattan.
Whatever. It's bamboo.
It's rattan.
It's wood. It's the armrests are not cushioned. So when you sit on the recliner, a guy puts his knees up on the armrest. And just spreads out. I can't do that without getting some kind of bruise on my leg.
You're doing it wrong.
How do you expect me to do that on this chair? There's no cushions on the side.
It is a fine chair. You missed out.
Are you
now
saying
you're gonna be jealous.
It's expensive?
No, I got it for free with my couch. That's down on the one that's down on the deck.
How many couches have you gone through since you've been here? 5. I made one for you. You didn't like that one.
You didn't like
it. Because we had to get rid of the one that I brought in here from the apartment.
It was a terrible couch. That was a terrible couch.
Okay, so there's two already. All right, and then you got one.
I liked that couch.
It was, I couldn't even lay down on it. It wasn't even long enough to do that.
Well, now you have a couch, so psh.
Well, I'm still not done going through the couches. We're up to three right now.
And
the fourth one is now sitting outside in the rain because she got a fifth one.
The third one. The third one. You're being dramatic.
No.
Well, there was the one we owned for like...
I already just walked everybody through it.
There was the one we owned for like 72 hours.
Yeah, the one I made for you.
No, the one that we sold on Facebook Market.
Oh, well, there's six couches that have been in this house.
It's fine.
The one she had to resell was way too big that she got. So she sold it for...
I bought it for $100 and I sold it for $6. You conveniently left out that one.
I did leave out that one, but that is still kind of making my point. How many couches come into this house?
What does it matter? You finally have one you like. Do you like the one we have now?
Yeah.
Are you happy with it?
I'd rather have the recliner.
No.
As she hammers on the chair that reclines in this house.
You cannot have a big, fluffy, ugly recliner.
Right now she has an assault stapler.
It's an upholstery stapler. This is what it's for.
It's a fully semi-automatic.
Stop.
Assault stapler. She's just putting brown on the chair right now.
Yeah, to accent the gold. What's your favorite color? Does your audience know that your favorite color is brown? Nobody's favorite color is brown.
Mine is.
Well, I'm making it your favorite color, babe.
I don't care what color the chair is.
Well, good.
I've told you that before many times. It's just not comfortable to recline
it. Well, you don't have to recline it in anymore.
You guys hear this? I get the couch from now on.
I'm gonna come cuddle with you sometime. I'm invoicing you for the entertainment.
Any last words?
Are you about to kill me?
No.
You just asked if I had any last words.
Before I press
stop. Oh. No, I'm good.
Grief. Definitely not putting that on.
All right, so I've been trying to get a recliner ever since we moved in. She's a designer. It has to look good. It has to fit. Comfort is least of her worries. According to me, I've been through a few chairs that she has gotten, and I didn't like any of them because they're not big, fluffy recliners. That's the only fix for a guy that wants a recliner, right? So I've been dealing with her for a while now, and I don't think it's ever going to happen. The one I've always wanted, she knows this. It's at Bass Pro Shops. It's camouflage. It's overstuffed. If you've ever walked in there in their furniture department, you know what I'm talking about. It's that one. If we were talking about a recliner, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how I don't get a choice on furniture in this house because it doesn't look pretty. The stuff I want is like overstuffed, real comfortable, right?
Comfortable.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like the ones at Bass Pro Shops, right? That big camo one, you know what I mean? You ever sit in that one?
Oh, yeah.
That's the kind of stuff I would like to sit in. But Chrissy doesn't like it. So I have to kind of deal with that. And as she goes through many, many couches. But do you find yourself having to deal with uncomfortable furniture?
All the time. Every single couch that we have. It's not terrible. It's not like it's like wicker. But we do have some of that, but still, I'm not allowed to get a recliner either.
I know.
Not even, it doesn't matter if it's a recliner or like a recliner that's really big and fluffy, just the overall look of recliners doesn't appeal to her. So here I am sleeping on short couches, short, uncomfortable couches.
Well, Chrissy and I just talked about that one. You have the same couch we did for a while. And I was telling her I didn't like the couch. One, it wasn't comfortable. It didn't feel like a couch that you could sleep on. And two, I was way too long for that couch. Yeah. You know, I couldn't sleep on it.
Yeah. No, I can't. I'd say that, but last night I slept there till about 3 a.m., but I was dog tired. But anyway, but I think you get used to it at some point, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Just like Hank sleeps in between my legs every night. So I wake up and my back's twisted. And even in a king size bed, I still get very little space. But you just kind of get used to that, right?
Right.
But it's weird to me that our wives choose looks over comfort.
Yeah, I think I'd say the majority of wives are like that way. There are some that I'm sure have a little more practicality in there, but it's what happens whenever you have wives that have some apparent taste and style and looks. I mean, I do too at a point, but I also, I can tell looking at a picture, that chair is going to feel like a
freaking
bean bag or something. Going to feel like a box of rocks, but that doesn't matter, you know, at some point, because they're not built for comfort. They just wear four pairs of sweatpants and a Snuggie and sit on a rocking chair.
Yeah, they're also a lot smaller, and they're if you do sit on, like the recliner that's in our house right now has wooden armrests.
Mm-hmm.
There's no cushion at all on them. It's like bamboo. Yep. Chrissy says it's rattan, but I don't know what that is. It's wood.
Oh, I have some of that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Rattan.
Yeah.
Rattan.
Yeah. So when you recline in a chair, my inclination is to put my legs out to the side, you know, spread them open and rest them on the armrests. Every time I do that, I have bruises on the outside of my legs because it's resting against wood and not a cushion.
Like you're kicking back on a handrail or something.
Yeah. It's just not comfortable. And Chrissy swears up and down it's a nice chair.
Oh yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's nice.
Yeah. I think I've done a pretty good job of nixing a lot of the uncomfortable ones. I say that, but I'm sitting out here in the garage and I'm staring at two of the most comfortable chairs that Hill's getting rid of. These were the best ones.
So I mean, what you're saying is you did a terrible job.
Well,
you don't really have a say.
No, I said I tried my best. but sometimes your best isn't good enough.
Yeah, I understand.
You don't want to be that person that you want to be polite, give everybody space, but they're sitting right in the middle of the freaking bench. Mm-hmm. And so it's either stand, keep and go about your day, or cozy up next to the person because you want to sit down. But it's like, and just look around, man. You know, you can't hog the entire bench like that. Maybe that's a little too Bill Burr right there. But no, you know what I mean, though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that
not paying attention to other people around and not being so unaware of things because they're so you're looking at your phone or something like that.
Right.
I saw a lady run into a bush the other day while she was walking and she was looking at her phone and I lost it. I thought that was the best thing.
That is. That's great.
I mean, you hear about these things all the time, but it's like, I mean, she full on ran into a bush. She didn't She didn't break text, though, either. That's the thing. She didn't stop, you know, kind of recollect herself. She was full on, like, had a bird's nest in her hair.
Like she's used to it. Walking.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Cars and phones are the same thing, in my mind. You know, people feel safe behind, or feel safe in them. Like, they can say whatever they want. They can drive however they want, or they can... writes a mean post or mean comment, you know, and feel no remorse because there's an escape, you know, they can hide behind that. So, I mean, cars to me are the same thing as phones in that regard.
Yeah. It's that sense of security.
Yeah. Yeah. And as soon as someone stops, steps outside the car, you know, they're sheepishly rolling their window up and
pressing record on the phone and,
right.
Then posting it saying, this maniac just tried to attack me in traffic.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah.
But the whole premise of the song that I wrote is people are jerks because they deal with other people all day, you know, and it's like a circle, the circle of life.
Yeah.
If you want to look at it that way, one jerk leads to another. That jerk is a jerk to somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's like pay it forward.
Yeah. Instead of pay, it's a finger forward.
Yeah. Okay. It's your podcast.
Dealing with people.
Yeah, this was a funny subject.
What kind of people do you deal with on a regular basis?
Well, I deal with my husband, who is very stubborn, my daughter, who is very spoiled, and then at work, I work for a company, and I'm a vendor, and a lot of the stores I work are Walmart stores, so I deal with a lot of Walmart people. And those aren't very.
There's always quite a collective in Walmart, I noticed.
Oh, yeah. I actually, see, one day I was sitting in my car, and it was on a break, and I was really tired, so I decided I was going to take a nap. And I was at Walmart, and I was, like, laid back, and whenever 30 minutes was up, I sat up, and there was a car next to me, and I looked over. And Michael Myers was sitting in the car.
What?
Like, from Halloween. Yeah, this was like a month ago. I was so freaked out that I just left. I didn't even finish my job. I just went home.
Jeez.
And then the next time I went there, I asked them, and they said that just this man dresses up like Michael Myers and just sits in the parking lot.
You have to understand, though, Mike Myers is like, her worst nightmare.
Yeah. If it was anybody else, I probably would have been okay. But
I mean, in real life, I can understand, like, on Halloween and stuff, but you're just driving up and just sitting in your car, right?
Just sitting there and just staring at people. And they said that's what he does. And they said every once in a while, Jason will be in the car with them.
Oh, wow.
And they just sit there. That's awesome. They said they can't do anything because they're not doing anything wrong.
Yeah, yeah. So you're dealing with Michael Myers every now and then.
Every once in a while.
How do you deal with your husband? Chrissy would say I'm stubborn. So,
normally I pick my battles with him. I normally will just let it go. Like, I might make a smart ass comment here and there, but. Normally, I'm like, he's the kind of person that if he gets pissed off, he's just going to ignore you for a couple of days until he's over it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've learned that the more I run my mouth, the more days I'm going to get ignored. But I generally just say what I got to say and then just stay away from him.
Yeah.
So I don't end up on a court scale episode.
I find it best for me. When dealing with my wife, if I just I just need to cool off by myself, don't say anything, and she wants to talk it out, and that doesn't go over very well.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it is, but I guess I'm finally at the age, like, I know in my first marriage, I would follow him around the house trying to talk about it, but this one, I've just learned you have to pick your battles, and some things just really aren't worth fighting over, so unless it's something huge, just let it go.
What are some things that like your pet peeves in public with that people do?
When you're at a store and it's really busy and people just stop in the middle of the aisle and have conversations.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You want to ram your cart right into the back of their foot, right?
Yes. Yeah. Like right in their ankles.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. In their shins.
You know, everyone knows how bad that hurts. They've been walking and someone rams their, you know what I mean? Right in the Achilles.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, I hated that feeling.
Yes, I have a child that did that plenty of times when she had to push the grocery cart.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Oh, yes, traffic. The person that there's road construction going on, and it told you 3 miles ago that there was freaking road construction going on, and everybody's waiting in a line forever because you got these people that just think they're better than everybody, and they wait till the last second to...
Oh, yeah.
Get into the line and cut in front of everybody.
The last minute mergers. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the biggest pet peeves are somebody who rides your ass. So.
I'm the guy cutting off their lane so they can't. Like, I'm halfway in the right lane and then halfway in theirs.
I recently started doing that. Like, I started going over to where they couldn't get around. Yeah. It's just the only scary part that is 2020. It's when he's liable to shoot you or something now. Nobody just cusses anybody out anymore, flips them off, and goes about their business.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I always wanted some kind of remote. Have you ever seen what's that movie? He's in Bed Bath and Beyond.
Click.
Yeah. I always wanted a remote that I could control someone else's car if they piss me off on the road. Like, just fling them over into oncoming traffic, or.
Well, since we're being morbid, I've thought about like having like my pepper spray and just spraying out the window at somebody right in my ass.
Oh, that,
and hoping that their window is down.
That is a great idea. I haven't thought about that.
But then my one day would run off the road and get in a wreck and die, and I'd have to live with it.
No, that is an amazing idea. We should patent something that, like a hood ornament, except that goes on your trunk and it just pops up.
Yeah. Yeah, I think about stuff like that sometimes. That's my inside. That's how I deal with people on the inside.
Yeah. Have you ever acted on something in public? Or just kind of internalize it? And
I know, like, I'll have an attitude. Like, I'll be like, do you think you can have your conversation someplace else? Because people are trying to get through here. Mm-hmm. Or something like that. But I mean, I don't think I would. Well, maybe if I had a bad enough day, I wouldn't ram into somebody's shin. But I just think of, I can picture myself doing it, but I don't do it.
What about you, Laura?
I had one guy come in my job one day, and he's walking through our produce department, and he just stops right in the middle of our garden cooler and takes off his shoes. He takes off his socks and starts rubbing, like, his fingers between his toes. And then he puts his shoes back on and, like, walks around the store with his socks in his hands. And the whole time, I'm, like, following him around with a sanitizer bottle. I'm like, this is really gross. Why would you do that in public?
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
What? Do you want to say what grocery store you work at?
No, I probably shouldn't now.
Oh, that's weird. That's so weird.
One day I seen, like, a 400-pound lady walking around Walmart in booty shorts and a bikini top.
I was with you that day.
And I'm not a skinny girl, but I mean, we were trying to take pictures of her so we could put her on people at Walmart.
I don't think they were sold as booty shorts. You know what I mean?
No, I think that they were supposed to be for somebody that was a size 14, and she was. They wasn't even buttoned. And then, no, that's not even all of it. Then, when she was at the register and she was paying, she lifted up her boob and took money out from underneath her boob.
Oh man! Oh, that's sweat.
Yeah.
Gross. That's disgusting.
And the lady just held out a paper towel for her to put it on.
Oh.
I have a weird neighbor that we can talk about.
Sure. Sure.
One neighbor, he's a good guy. He's actually my dad's best friend. And the cop came to his house one night looking for somebody, and they were in his yard with flashlights, and he comes outside in his underwear, nothing but his underwear on, with a pistol and a shotgun.
Nice.
He's like, what are you doing in my yard? And they're like, it's the police, put the guns down. And he's like, no, you're in my yard. And he ended up having these police officers down with their face in the ground.
Wow.
Tell them they don't need to be on his property.
I'm sure all the training that they go through, they don't train for that kind of stuff.
They don't train for the rednecks.
No.
He is definitely the biggest redneck I've ever met in my entire life. He's a great guy, and he'll do anything for just about anybody if he likes you.
Thank you for calling about AT&T Promotions. To order new service, press 1. If you're a current customer or have recently placed an order, press 2. If you're interested in finding out about current promotions in your area, press 3.
Yeah, let's go with 3.
This call may be monitored and recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Check, check. I'm calling for internet. I'm tired of paying too much for hotspots.
Hi, hello, good morning. Thank you for calling the AT&T Promotions.com sales center. You're speaking with your sales expert, Jamar. And what services are you interested in setting up today?
Well, I was wondering about internet service.
Not a problem. I can definitely assist you with that. Give me a moment here. Let me pull up my system to see if we do provide you with internet services. Have you ever called AT&T before?
Yeah, I have AT&T cell phone service.
Oh, okay. Hi, customer.
Hi.
May I have your name and telephone number to pull up your account?
Yeah, my name is Shane Yoder.
And have you ever been told that AT&T provides internet there?
I know a few people that live around here that have it.
And how long have you been an AT&T customer?
Almost 10 years.
Oh, 10 years. Wow. I hope when we do have our customer appreciation day, you will be at the top of the list.
Oh, great. What does that entail?
That day, I'm not sure when that day will come, but here's what. When it comes, I hope your name will be at the top of the list. I beg. You're highly recommended.
Thanks, mate. How long?
No problem.
How long have you been with AT&T?
More than 2 years.
All right.
Because I'm looking at the address right now, and all I'm seeing is just trees and a road. I'm not seeing any houses.
Yep, that's where I live.
There's no houses?
Yeah, I have neighbors around, but we live, it's kind of out here.
Oh.
The only internet that we have right now is hotspots through AT&T.
You had a question just now?
Oh, I was just curious, what kind of map are you looking at?
To see that there are a lot of trees?
Yes.
It's a built-in map. You can see basically almost everyone's address.
Oh, okay.
From the satellite and
so
the sky.
Like Google Earth or something like that.
I'm sorry?
Like Google Earth or something like that?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So AT&T, we have our own satellite as well out in space.
Oh, wow.
So we literally can see. Mm-hmm. Remember, AT&T is DirecTV, or DirecTV, AT&T owns DirecTV.
Yeah, we had DirecTV for a while and just canceled it.
Oh, why?
Because most of the shows that we were DVRing would not allow us to do that. So we just canceled it.
Got it. Oh, I'm seeing here where we have service. Well, based on what I'm seeing, we can provide you with internet services through Viasat, where you will be getting unlimited data. Yay.
What, what's
for $50 monthly.
What's the, you said unlimited. Our hotspots are also unlimited. We have four of them that we pay for every month. Is there some kind of where you slow the service down after a certain many gigs?
No, unlimited.
Well, yeah, our hotspots are quote unquote unlimited as well.
No, but no, after a certain amount of, no, we don't slow down the speed. Guess what? Those are hotspot boxes. They will eventually slow down because based on the bandwidth that are inputted in them. But for internet services that will be installed at your home, no, it will be faster because it's home internet. So we will provide you with a fast speed. And here's what: how much are you currently paying for all four boxes for internet?
We have, well, they're just on our phones or iPads, right? So our phone and internet bills are, it's like almost $400.
Oh my God.
I know. AT&T, if you're listening, Jamar is the man. He's such a pleasure to talk to. You're also ripping me off so hard every month. If there was another option, I'd go with it. But let's move on with the podcast.
Hello?
Hey, what are you doing today?
I was watching TV, and Mike's got football games. The Huskers game is tonight.
What channel is that on?
What channel is the Husker game on?
Is that on Netflix?
No.
I can't watch it then.
Aw.
Why do you like the Huskers so much?
Because I'm from Nebraska.
Did you like football when you were...
Growing up?
Yeah. Yeah. You did?
Yeah, well, we were really good in the 90s, and that's when I grew up watching it, so... It was fun because we were winning and we were really good. So I learned a lot about football. And I still like football.
Did you ever play it?
Yeah. No. I'm a twig.
Dealing with people.
Dealing with them.
Yeah.
Deal with them.
Yeah. We all have our own way to do it. You ever find yourself getting caught up in something that somebody did to you, you know, intentionally or unintentionally? At the end of the day, you just keep thinking back like, wow, that guy was a freaking jerk.
That was a good censor there.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's not what I would be saying.
I know. Nobody does. Nobody censors themselves at the end of the day.
What a freaking jerk. That's me at the end of the day. What?
Yeah. Goodness sake, that guy yeah. could have been more polite. Well, I know your job. You call people, right?
Yeah, I used to. Yeah, I've been at the same job for 12 years now, but yeah, I've changed departments and positions a few times. So I work for a medical billing company, and we do billing for hospitals or clinics for when people go in that got hurt on the job. So like if you got hurt at work and you went to the hospital or whatever and told them, yeah, I fell off a ladder at work or something like that, then we call like the workers' comp insurance people and tell them like, hey, this so-and-so got hurt on the job. Did their employer call in a claim or whatever? And then we have to send them the bills and their job coverage pays for it, basically.
Oh, so you were mainly calling the employers.
Both the employers or their workers' comp carrier if they reported it to a carrier. But sometimes they don't.
Yeah. Do you have a call or two that stuck out to you?
There's been quite a few over the last few years.
I'm sure.
It's interesting how like you don't know how to handle when someone gets irate on the phone, I would say. And like you learn how to handle it over the years, and that was it's been an interesting progression to like in the beginning, I'd just be like, why is this person yelling at me? I don't understand. And I'd like hang up or something because I didn't know what to do. But after a few years, you kind of got used to dealing with them or handling them, I suppose, and like letting them yell or vent or whatever.
I'm sure at first you had to like decompress at the end of the day because everyone was, I'm sure, didn't like you. You know, that was your whole job, right?
Yeah.
How'd you handle that?
Well, not really much more than just probably the same thing, going home and venting for a little bit, and then you just move on. It's easier to leave that at the office, but there are those calls that you can't leave at the office because they, you know, affect you or whatever. Really mean, like that person was a freaking jerk.
Yeah, good grief.
Good grief.
Do you have any examples?
There's not really many specifics that I'm allowed to share, really. More because of HIPAA. Do you know HIPAA?
No, I don't know what HIPAA is.
It's like a health information act that you're like not supposed to share people's like... I mean, you could share generalities. Like, I'm not sharing any patient details, but right. Like...
You ever have anyone cuss you out
and say, oh, yeah.
And say, I'm going to track you down. I'm going to.
No threats.
Okay.
Definitely no threats, but definitely if you call me one more time, well, I guess that's kind of a threat. I was thinking about like, where do I have issues with dealing with people, or how do I poorly handle dealing with people? Because that's usually the case. And I was remembering how I have road rage. What are you laughing at?
I'm just imagining a little redheaded girl in her Prius and
shouting at people saying, you freaking jerk.
Yeah.
That's me. I'm all like nice and bubbly, and then get me in the car and I'm like, get out of my way.
So what's something people do on the road that really piss you off?
There was this one time I remember, I'll never forget, I was coming home from work one day. And I have to get on the interstate, of course, on my way home. And where we lived at the time, I had to get all the way over four lanes of traffic, like, really quickly on the interstate. And so I remember, like, I looked behind me. There wasn't anybody in any of the four lanes. So I was like, cool. And I got all the way over. And I happened to be on the phone. This was like 5-6 years ago when you were allowed to talk on your phone while driving. But I got all the way over, and then like 30 or 40 seconds later, there's some crazy lady behind me, like honking and flashing her lights and everything. And I was like, what is going on? And she pulled next to me, like got up next to me. I'm still on the phone at this point, talking to whoever, probably my mom. I don't know, but she pulled up next to me and started cussing me out and flipping me off. And then she literally swerved to like knock me off the road and kill me at 60 miles an hour. And I was like, what are you doing? And my mom's like asking me like, Erica, are you there? And I'm like, I don't even know what's going on right now. But like, I didn't do anything to this lady. I mean, maybe, I guess maybe I didn't see her. Maybe I cut her off. Like, I've been racking my brain about it for years. And I've just been like, I guess I will never, I don't know, like, flip anybody off on the road again. Because, like, what if they just decide they want to ram me? I'm dead. I would have been dead.
Yeah. What lane were you in? Were you in the slow lane? Obviously, you were in one side or one the other, side. Right?
Yeah, since I had to cross over, it was to get on the exit to go to Sam Cooper, which is off the left. It's a left exit.
Oh, yeah.
So I had to be in the fast lane.
Uh-huh.
But, like, speeding, it's only 50 over there. I mean, I know everybody speeds on that stuff.
That's probably what she was.
Yeah.
I mean, there's another lane there, right? That she could have passed you.
Yeah, she was literally next to me. Like, you didn't have to stop and then try to swerve your car into me and literally kill me.
Yeah. Well, this episode is about dealing with people. Well, let me explain the premise to the song. That
okay.
People are jerks. Censor.
Yeah.
because there's a lot of people that have to deal with jerks every day. And you were talking about it earlier that you just have to get home and decompress and stuff.
Yeah.
And some people don't wait till they get home, you know?
That's true. Some maybe, people try to ram other people in the room.
Yeah. Maybe that was her way of letting you take one for her husband or her kids or something.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, she probably got home and had to decompress and be like, this lady on the road cut me off and I almost killed her. I don't know. She probably still talks about it to this day.
Yeah, I doubt
Same
it.
As me.
I doubt it. People,
yeah, probably not.
People that do that, it's really not their first time.
For real.
Put it that way.
Like, yeah, like she thought about that many times. Like before she did that, she probably has tried to swerve her car into lots of people.
Yeah.
Whatever that's about.
There are some days when I have to drive through traffic, I will go up and pass somebody on the right and hang out there if they're driving in the fast lane and just kind of hanging out, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I'll go by and instead of the finger, I'll do a thumbs up.
Like, thumbs up, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're doing a great job. Whatever you are concentrating on right now, that's a good job. And you are not taking into consideration anybody else that pays for this road.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's talk about the song, right?
Yeah.
I asked you for help with the melody because I wasn't, I didn't really like it.
Yeah.
So you always come through and help me out because you're pretty good with melodies. And this is a track that I sent Erica to work on because I didn't like the verse melodies.
Some get by with whiskey, some get by with therapy, some go through the alleys, some go to the pharmacy. We all know a friend.
She sent me back a couple tracks with her explaining what she was doing before she did it, or tried to do. Erica, I love you, but you said so yourself. You don't always get it perfect on every take. But I will say, I would have taken any of these takes over what I did.
All right, so we're attempting to figure out a melody for the verses. We're gonna come up with. I worked something out a week ago. I haven't listened to it since, so I'm trying to see if I remember it. Here we go. Some get by with whiskey, some get by with therapy, some go through the alleys, and some go through the pharmacy. We all know a friend might do two or three, because people need healing.
People need healing when dealing with
Echo? I'm just saying. Shane, you can decide there. I just feel like this needs a really soulful entrance. Some just drop a comment, some just drop a devil stare. We try all the time. That part I'm not so sure about. I need to learn this song a little better.
How did it turn out?
I don't really like the music.
Oh no!
Yeah.
You mean like the chords and stuff?
It's just the production part of it. But
oh, okay.
I think I'm gonna just put it out there and say it's a demo.
Sure.
Because when I release the album, most of this stuff will change as far as the production and stuff. I don't want to put out a song for an episode and stick to that kind of production. Within a week, you know, and kind of rush it. So I want to make sure it's right for the song, but I like the riff. I like the chords, you know, but it's totally different than the last time you heard it.
Oh gosh. Okay.
Yeah. It's, I don't know.
Cause you were going to change the key. Maybe
I was going to change the key. I was, and then the melody that I liked that you gave me didn't sound right with, because the chorus was either too high or too low.
Right. And that was part of my problem is I was like, you need the definition between the notes of the chorus and the verse. Like you need to, they need to not be the same note. But that means it's going to bump. Yeah, either make it too high, probably for you to sing as a and sound natural is what I mean. And then, or too low if you lower it or something.
The way it is now, it's more of an upbeat. Upbeat might not be the right word for it. It's more energetic than it was when I sent it to you. So,
okay.
So a low chorus, I think that's probably what's bothering me is.
Oh.
The chorus is low. It's very repetitive, but the verses are higher. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just don't know. Something's not right with it. I don't really like the production anyway.
Hmm.
But this is what I have. And I ended up changing some of the melody in the verses that you sent.
Good. Well, it needs to sound natural coming from you, you know, that's why I gave you a few different ideas. Cause and I was asking like, are you wanting to sing this for yourself? Cause I need to make something that's going to sound right for you, not for me.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not an artist. I don't plan to pursue that route. I don't know how I'm going to release the album, if it's going to be with other vocalists or with me. But I know songwriters, some of my favorite ones, they've always released albums on their own and they have tons of cuts with others and they also release those songs too. So I don't think it really matters.
No,
but you know, if it's right for me or not, it just doesn't. I want it to be a song that people can listen to and enjoy, and not, you know, I don't want it to sound weird.
<You know? laughs> Well, that's a good goal.
Yeah, I do like a lot of weird stuff, though. Like, you know, this song dealing with people is everyone's catalyst to drink or get high and stuff like that. You know, so. It's a weird way to view things, but I was actually, I recorded that AT&T conversation, right?
Oh yeah.
And, that guy was the nicest AT&T rep I've ever talked to.
Good.
So even with this song, not everything is set in stone, right? I knew that because not everyone I know or deal with on a regular basis is terrible and makes me go into a place where I have to deal with whatever they said or did.
Yeah, sometimes you know your dealings with people are positive dealings.
Yeah. 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 This is just one side of it.
Yeah.
I think it's relatable to a lot of people. You can relate it to however you want, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's one of those concepts where you just listen to it and you're like, yeah, I need to do that. I need to deal with some people today.
For those of you that don't know, Erica does a lot of my female vocals. And she also helps me out, as you've heard, with a lot of melodies that I'm having trouble with. So she also has her own website, ericachambersmusic.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
thanks for vamping that up for me.
Yeah. And she is available for hire for any kind of female vocals. Well, I'll let you explain that. I don't know about any kind.
Yeah, any is a stretch. I got a message the other day for like a choir thing, and I was like, you know, I've been in choir before, but I don't really do choir so much these days. But yeah, general vocals for, you know, songs.
Song demos could be, I don't know, why else would people hire a vocalist?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
And now, this is a demo version of Dealing with People. Enjoy. With MBI Studios. All guests know they are being recorded and are willing to be. All music and songs are created and scored by PutThemInASong.com. You can follow the Root Note Podcast at Root Note Pod on Twitter. If you would like to have a song or music created for you or a loved one, visit PutThemInASong.com, where you have a better voice than you think. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on The Root Note.